Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Check out my website when you get a minute, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun, including the outstanding body of work that Ruth King has deposited with us. Her wisdom is right there on our website and in her name on, in our brain trust. You can find her suite there with all the things that she's ever done with us over many years now. She's the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, as well as her new website, which is TurnOnMyFinancialLightBulb.com. Did I say it right, Ruth?
You did it right. Very good.
How about
good.
That? So check that out, folks. Ruth, we're talking about dumb things that business owners have said to you this year. And the first one was, marketing doesn't work. The second one was, I know I got a problem, but I can fix this myself. The third one, tell us what the third one was.
Third one is, I don't need written procedures and policies, that we can do it the way we've always done it.
Just verbally,
yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, the owner can die, for starters.
Ah, there is that.
Yeah, I mean, I was working with a company, and the guy was 46 years old. You know, everybody thinks you're going to live into your 70s or 80s. No joke, he had a sudden massive heart attack and died. His wife didn't want to run the business, so she sold it in a fire sale, and everybody was out of a job.
Ah.
That's not exactly what we want to have happen.
So how could he have prevented that?
Well, if he had had a management system or at least the policies and procedures in place, like a disaster policy or something along those lines, mm-hmm. Even this is how the business is run, this is the day-to-day thing, this is what happens when somebody does really well, this is what happens from a disciplinary perspective, and so that there are rules that everybody needed to follow. It's not done by traditional folklore, so to speak.
And so how much do we document, Ruth?
Your policies and procedures manual actually should be pretty documented. Okay, we do these things here, the forms we use, this is how we do X, this is how we do Y, this is how we do Z. You've got Nordstrom, on the other hand, who has, what, 3 policies and procedures, but everybody's been ingrained in a particular culture over the years.
Right.
Most small businesses don't have that. They do it the way the owner did it. And if the owner decides to die, retire or decides he doesn't want to do this anymore, gets incapacitated, the company's a mess.
Well, another thing, Ruth, is it's a way of holding employees accountable and responsible, and it's good for the employee because they know what's expected of them. It's good for mm-hmm. the business because the employees are, they can't come back and say, I didn't know, I didn't understand, nobody told me. It's right there on paper. I mean, that's another reason why these policies are good.
Yeah, and you take it from a management perspective, managers have 3 things. They have the responsibility, accountability, and the authority. And if it's all written, there's no question.
Well, another thing I hate to go here, but you kind of have to do it. It's also good from a legal exposure standpoint,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And a Department of Labor standpoint and all those sort of things.
OSHA
that go along.
All those things. If you've got policies that employees are supposed to follow and they don't follow them, and winds up being some kind of governmental exposure, you may still have a problem with that group or with that lawsuit or whatever it may be. But at least you've got a little bit of defense on your side, which is the policies that you prepared that people were supposed to follow. That's
right.
a way of giving you a little bit of a defense, isn't it?
Yeah, I had a client who had one of his people working on a McDonald's building and climbing down a ladder, he slipped, fell, and died. And the fact that, OSHA came in and investigated, but the fact that they had all had safety meetings, they had all signed off on it, and this was part of the safety meetings, meaning that he didn't get in trouble. I mean,
yeah.
It was a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
But had he not had the safety meetings, and had he not had the documentation, and had he not had everybody signing off on it, it would have been a whole lot worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, you never know when an accident's going to happen, and I hope it never happens. However, if you've got...
Ruth, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to check out her website, turnonyourfinanciallightbulb.com. It's a great site to go to. You can see some of the things she's doing there to help you with the financial management of your business, how to prepare statements, how to prepare financial statements, how to, especially that cash flow thing that we talked about earlier. So check that out when you get a chance. Turnonyourfinanciallightbulb.com is her website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.